Sir, thanks a lot for calling. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vikram.
Yes, good afternoon.
This is the first time I ever talk to you, right?
Okay, it is?
But I want to know why everybody makes you want missing from a penis is straw again. I want to know if that's a fishbone and you try it. You can't get it.
Yeah, it's a fishbone. It's
but Mr. Straw, yes, I saw last the other guy where his daughter just got by and it turns in. You look good. And then everybody talk to Miss Motley and think, Miss Motley. You won't hear that, but we want real man. You was a Democrat. They probably you did that, right? Or we get you.
I got put out. No, they told me that they needed more intelligent people in the Democrats. Right? Not a problem.
I'm glad
to hear you think so.
I prefer sometimes hear gearbox than hear you saying really white problem. But people here real man, I think I want, but I tell them to
read it. So you got said to say this morning, or you just called to berate me?
I
can tell you, I can promise you that any time the question of Frandell Stewart comes up in terms of relevance, I will discuss it. I'm fighting for you. You could talk. Listen, you can talk to you are blue in the face about they need to not talk about him. Anytime people start talking about comments that were made by politicians that were later proven to be untrue, I will talk about it. Because the fact of the matter is, his comments regarding the sending home of workers are epic. Because he said one thing in January, and by February, March, it was a different story. And you will not be allowed to forget it. So don't think you can call and browbeat me and frighten me into saying that I am not mentioning Frandell Stewart's name again. He will be mentioned because he is part of the political history of this country.
Are you?
Next point. No problem. You must come and have a drink on the balcony and watch the boats park in the morning. Come and have a coffee. Okay? It's a beautiful balcony. I can't see it differently. And I'm very happy and blessed to be able to wake up to that view on the morning. Thanks a lot for calling, sir. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Hey, afternoon, Winnie. How are you doing there?
Wow.
Come and calm the waters.
Calm
the waters with your Jamaican-ness.
You know what I mean? Calm them Jamaican people.
You went to this thing on Sunday and listened to your leader to hold it.
I couldn't go on Friday, but I went Saturday and Sunday.
You heard Dr. Phillips?
Yeah, but he's not my favorite person, so I still listen to him though.
Well, you're a Porsche person?
Yes.
Well, you could be a Porsche person and still be a Dr. Phillips person.
I have my reason. Leave that out. Let me talk about this now, right?
But you know, Portia was never my favorite person. As much as I love women leaders, Portia never filled my eyes. I was always a Dr. Phillips person.
Yeah, but be honest with you, she never get a good deal from me anyway. But leave that out. We talk that another time.
Portia never got a good deal from you?
No, not from Philip.
She didn't. No, I know. I agree.
Yeah, well, anyway, so, can I talk about something?
We can discuss PNP politics, change the script a little bit.
I'm going to do that. You can keep me up.
Promise that you'll do that another thing.
Yes. Listen, the DLP callers are crying, but never mind. I got a lot of tissues for them. Now, why Miss Monty could not get the buses nor the truck? Mr. Sinclair was right. Where is she going to get the money from? So when she went in there, there was no money to get. No money. Not a cent to get to pay to buy the buses and the trucks and fix the road. So that's, he was right. And the first time he was right. That where is she going to get the money from? Okay? So there was none. So the promise she didn't want, the 30 buses, she couldn't because she thought the money was there in the vault. There was none. So to all the DLP callers, please, you lost the government. 0030 of them. And there is nothing you can do. You only win 3 boxes. So please, be quiet. Okay,
It's 2 boxes to win, not 3.
Eh?
You gave him one of my boxes. It's 2 boxes to win, not 3.
Oh, 2.
There's only 2. 2 in the entire country.
2? Yeah. Oh, what a shame. And you all are crying every day. It's 5 months. Now, please, you're getting the people sick all over the world now. Stop the crying.
Yeah, but Winnie, that's why I want you to discuss PNP politics, you know. The Dems are doing what the Dems have to do, but don't take them on. I don't think anybody is. So that's why I'm saying we could have talked about PNP politics and diverted a bit of interest created a bit of interest in the program, because I think that the callers are tired hearing the Dems calling and thing. And I mean, of course, with the calling, I'm going to throw back and I will defend myself and I will present truth. But
well, listen still, to me. As I saying, you remember, I don't think you could remember then when Mundley, in Prime, Mr. Mundley gave the farmers grant money to, you know, to improve the farming. You remember that?
Yes.
Time?
Mm-hmm.
What did the farmers do?
But I think they got the money. I remember
and what
they
did. And what did they do with it?
But, you know, must he pay the bills? Pay all the money
so,
they owe the
know,
banks?
I know what Ms. Mundley is trying to do. I will not criticize her and do anything, but I'm be cautious. They are going to get $5,000, and if it improve and pay back, mm-hmm. Make sure that they somebody's there to work with them, because you know we black people, including me, when we got to go to work, when it's time to come out the bed, sometimes I say, if we get work, I'm staying in bed, you know, because I've done it many times, so I know what I'm talking about. They have to get up. And if it's their shop got to be open at 9 o'clock, be there to open the shop. You know one thing, an Indian man told me when I was a little girl in London, if you have a business, always make sure you have change. And the first person that come into your shop with a big bill, you must have change to make to give to that person. Because the minute you turn away that person, you won't have no more sale for the day. It's like a bad luck. And I always believe in it. I feel we black people, as an old kid, make it, but we are too lazy in a lot of things. We don't like getting up. You understand that when we do get up, you know, we don't like to push it. We got to push work. A customer coming, do not let the customer go out. Even if we got to buy a shoes lace, make that sure that some money is spent in your shop. That's, you think you could go in an Indian man shop and say, I want something. If you see a rug and the rug is $35, you tell him I only got $30. You're not coming out of that shop unless he was make sure and give you that rug for $30, because that was the original price. He knows that if you put it up a bit, you're going to beat him down to what he want. And we got to learn to be like them, not jealous of them, to be like them, to be business person. Okay? All thank right. you, yeah?
All right, Winnie, thanks a lot for calling. I just got a response back from a person who works at the National Cultural Foundation that I reached out to get some information on what the NCF actually does, because the suggestion that the NCF staff works twice a year, which is for Cropova and NIFCA. I thought it a bit unfortunate, even though I understand the general point that was being made by my caller. And the comment reads as follows. Each of the cultural desks provide training and support to their constituents throughout the year. So literally, the desks would have provided training to schools and students, as well as teachers and then the wider community. Same for music, arts, theatrics, and dance. And then, of course, the NCF undertakes several other productions on behalf of government as well throughout the year. So this is a snapshot of what they do. More on that and other things when we come back at 12:40, I believe. So do stay with us. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Afternoon, I'm sorry. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Yeah, good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Can you turn your radio down, please, so that we can have a conversation?
I got on the radio.
You got on the radio.
No, I don't have on the radio.
No
but
problem.
But Mr. Wickham, what are you tolerating this kind of behavior? They can't go to CBC because they don't have no moderator to do nothing on the morning. So they come in here now to match up the station. They didn't go to Dennis Johnson with that behavior. They didn't go to David Ellis. They didn't go to Corey Lane. They didn't go to Mr. Price. Not even the lady that doing it. What are you tolerating? They're going to give you pressure here. You're going to get pressure.
that will never happen.
Yes, it's going to happen to you.
Not from this year.
This kind of behavior that they're coming with, what kind of example they're setting? They wanted the BLP to get the BLP. Let me test the BLP and see if we could get something out of the BLP. Stop this lot of foolishness about transport buses and running, doing the bus stand looking out for people and children. They got officers that just run behind these school children in the morning come to say they get to school. We ain't got enough buses. Everything the state tell you can't get things do the term you want them to do, they're going to come, but we got to wait on it. And Mr. Johnson would tolerate that kind of behavior. And you tolerating it. You got to stop it. Let them say what they want to say. I said, you finished? Put down. Don't tolerate the nonsense that we don't hear the public. We want the bad people. And so the same bad people run behind the same lady called, I have a woman, somebody called the woman. Give her her title, give she was due to she.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't make it no better, we will try. But how far you can get? You ain't gonna get too far. Give the woman a chance to do what. Yes, she go out to Italy. We still go outside. She go on flame to see how it is out there.
She gone to Italy. She gone to Jamaica, Mom.
Wherever she gone, she gone to enjoy. She to see that the country. You got to go out lay off. You know why? Because at the end of when people then in power, they put a lot of people then appoint them. So she have to try to no bargain and pay about who she owe. When you owe these stores in town, you can't pay. You go and you tell them that I can't pay today. I can't pay this month. You can get my letter. You say see the interest on the money when you're going to pay. So give Miss Martley what she got to do.
I agree.
And you do not.
And if things don't work out, then you can criticize after. But you got to get your chance.
Yeah. You got 10 years. Yeah. And within 10 years, let me see what she can do within the 10 years. Unless she know if we wanted to, they're going to kill she, you know. That I tell the cell, because they're worrying about she, and she wanting to get this country back in track. I want she to go from the top and cut down the tree, and then come down to the bottom. I want to have a good afternoon.
All right, ma'am. Thanks a lot. I have a WhatsApp message here from a gentleman. He said, in relation to what Mr. P said, I got a call saying that my son had a fever and had to get a Sergeant Street minibus, which boards at gate number 5. We have 4 different routes load at that particular gate. The Pines ZR was parked there for almost 30 minutes, and the persons waiting for a call, the Savannah van and Sergeant Street's vans, were in my parked behind the ZR, the Pines ZR, waiting. The driver of the Pines ZR, in response to the irritation of persons such as myself waiting in line, said, I'm going to move, but when I got too much mouth, it is unfair and unreasonable. There must be at least 4 Pine vans for every Sergeant Street van, and something has to be done. In relation to Mr. Right, yes, so that's the same thing repeated over again. So that's the comment coming from the gentleman. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning. Good afternoon, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vickham, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
Not bad. Listen, I'm wondering why Auntie American didn't bring the.
What he would do?
I'm wondering why Auntie American didn't tell you about the company, but the antennas in the new fast forward. You know, that was a.
He didn't get around to me with that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a concern for him.
Yeah, he has a major concern for him, but...
What are he concerned about?
But I have to tell you, the only reason really for antennas is for tracking. And he might not be wrong, because very recently there was a science program. They're trying to build materials and make clothes with antennas, which actually the good contain antennas. And the reason for that, they said they want the self-driving cars, driverless cars, to be able to detect pedestrians.
I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist.
Huh?
I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. What I do know is that the biometric...
What he said?
I'm just telling you, my understanding of the biometric passport is that it allows for the transmission of my bio data more easily to a recipient. So as I am approaching an immigration officer, for example, or a counter, there may be a capacity to read the information there without me being present. And I see people using them to enter the United Kingdom, and it always moves a lot more quickly, because it means that the biodata that is there, you don't have to retrieve it or do like a visual identification, because it automatically comes to you and you can immediately know whether or not this person is the holder of it or not. If you have to make a match physically with the picture, you assume you hold it next to the person's face and you know. But the good thing with the biometric is that you then have a digital record of the face against which you can match the visual record of the face that's in the passport and the visual record of the face that's there with the person. I don't have an issue with it. I don't know what Anti-America's concern is, but I am looking forward to having it, because I know it will mean that I can be processed faster. And yes, I do acknowledge that I will be giving my fingerprint. I have no problems so doing, because I don't teef nothing. So my fingerprints don't be nowhere they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I've got teef anywhere. Anyway,
you say you don't teef nothing either?
I think you said they're looking to make clothing which contain antennae, so the vehicles will not be able. The vehicles will be able to detect it is a major issue. Because I remember about 2016, there was a BBC broadcast with a consultant to a technology firm. And they said, you know, at that point in time, they had problems with vehicles being hacked.
Okay.
They
you ever thought about having condoms with antennas in them? Or into uterine devices, IUDs with antennas?
He went on to say.
No, I mean, because this is possible. If it is that you could get an antenna small enough to fit in a passport, you might get one that could fit in a condom or an IUD.
Anyway, the consultant on the BBC
that doesn't that concern you, sir?
No, the BBC consultant said that FBI agent has said that that's a way that they're going to be using technology to carry out imperceptible assassinations, and they have a record.
Well, maybe if they inserted the antennas into the condoms and the IUDs, then they would be able to track people more effectively, assuming that they use those things. You know, okay, IUD, you don't take it out every time normally. So, all right, sir, that's something to think about. See what the BBC has to say about that, transmitting devices in condoms and into uterine devices. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Mr. Can't remember your name. But Peter. Telework sometimes on there.
If what?
You can't get the Larry King telework sometimes.
What is that?
You know Larry King that used to be on CNN?
Which is, what's his style?
You know, as soon as they come on and you're going offline, chop and go.
Well, I got my own style. So that works for Larry King. I have my own style.
But
everybody have their own style.
But some people ain't respecting you.
No. That's life, sir. I don't have any concerns.
One more question. There was a call there saying that no buses ain't come yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is at least 5 months that the government in power. How long ago did Dr. Lowe and them say that stuff trucks and ain't come or gone?
You said that we're going to come? Oh, garbage trucks, right, yeah. No, I think the garbage trucks were in the port. Either that or they were on the boat to get in the port. But the garbage trucks didn't turn up yet. They had a similar situation in Trinidad and Tobago recently with their ferry that was somewhere about, and it was being tracked by GPS. And it seemed to have taken a very long meandering route to get to Tobago. But I think it's there now, so... yeah, I guess the driver's trucks will be the first. Maybe we need to put some antennas in them so we could track them along with the condoms and the AUDs. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Hey, how are you doing?
Right, peaceful man. Connie Sutherland.
Hey. Oh, yeah, this is Mr. Sutherland.
Yes, sir.
Right, good.
I want to know something about this thing. No, I see here where this pizza got on this front page, put up or shut up the wrongdoings.
Mm-hmm.
That the BLP blaming the DLP for. I don't know if you saw today's Nation.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm. But Peter, but she can't see the wrongdoings 3 weeks before, 3 weeks before election. When they had everything for themselves.
And that's not that surprising.
You said that. Give she a break.
But you got to give her a break.
Yeah, but why she didn't give me a break and she come there talking? Our Prime Minister now.
Mr. Sutherland, you know, politicians do what politicians have to do, you know. And when they say give her a break, all I'm saying is that you have to understand that as leader of the opposition, she's expected to say something.
But she cannot see the wrongdoings, Peter.
But I'm sure she can see the wrongdoing.
So why are you misleading people?
Yeah, all right.
The first thing she did that was, man, a lawyer shouldn't be dealing with thing. No, I fight with a lawyer.
Mr. Sutherland, don't worry your head. Look, man, you know, it is what it is. The politicians will talk, they will say what they have to say, and ultimately they're doing.
Peter.
All right.
Peter, between me and you, she's misleading this morning in the Nation.
All right. Well, you have given clarity, and that's what's important. All right. Sir, thanks again for calling. I have a couple of things I want to read here. The first one is from a lady. She's saying, Peter, if you put antennas in the condoms, in the IUDs, you can tell who is horny who or who is not horny who. So I think that this is going to be the invention of the century if you can get antennas into these things, because you can say you can find out there will be clear and undisputable evidence that you're getting horny. You know, we like to know this. Another thing I'm seeing here is that there's a big fire in St. Lucia. I believe it's in Castries. So our attention ought to be turned to the situation in St. Lucia just to understand what exactly is going on there. Another caller is saying, my concern with the e-passport, as well as the chip and PIN cards, is that with the coming of the Internet of Things and 5G technology, is the amount of different high and low frequencies to which the human body will be exposed. I've heard that comment with respect to cameras. I've heard that comment with respect to phones, and there are suggestions that it will fry your brain if you hold a phone next to your ear. And now the concern is that with credit cards, that you don't actually have to insert the credit cards, that you just tap, and passports that have similar transmitting facility, that you're being exposed to high and low frequency. I have no evidence that any of these things are harmful to the human body, and I await evidence to be persuaded. Certainly, if you got to the stage of putting these antennas in condoms and IUDs, it might be a different story, because the closeness, I think you would appreciate, will be a little bit more establishable. But until such time as we get to that, you know, we will assume that these things are okay. And if they were not okay, then they would not put the transmission capacity and you hold it so close to your body. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. Good afternoon, I'm sorry. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a correction. The opposition, I constantly hear you making the statement as the Pfizer, the leader of the opposition. The opposition is Mr. Arthur Lee. Mr. Pfizer is the leader of the Democratic Labour Party, and they are not in opposition.
I stand corrected.
Please.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to get quite clear. Thank you very much.
All right, no problem. Thank you, sir. We'll take a message and come right back.